And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We are back here in studio, and joining us in studio, as she does the first and third of Thursday of every month, we have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center in studio. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
So it's good to see you after a couple of weeks. Before we get started on your main subject today, how are things going on? How are things going over at the Natural Food Center?
Oh, we're plugging along.
And so, for some people that may be new in town or maybe just don't know, can you tell us a little bit about the Natural Food Center and kind of what your hours are?
Well, I'm at 414 West 8th Street. I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. And I've got a variety of different premium health nutritional supplements. I've got essential oils. I've got grass-fed beef. And grass-fed and finished beef and pastured non-GMO chicken and eggs. And I've got, sprouted grain breads. I've got a variety of fresh nuts. I've got a variety of some really yummy keto snacks and keto foods. And so I'm going to have a few more coming in next week.
Very nice. Get the restock going on.
Yes. And so I've been scoping out some different options and so found some things I really like. So, but, you know, just, and I've got the Tucker Bee's local honey and I've got your Stevia sweetened sodas and your natural cane sweetened sodas. And I've got some kombucha. I carry the Amelia's Creamery yogurt. You know, I got a variety of stuff along with some goat milk cheese and just, you know,
also,
those things.
And also that delicious chocolate.
Oh, yes. I'm gearing up and getting ready to, I've got my case pretty full, but coming soon, you know, as soon as the humidity goes down, I'll start making that English toffee again that everybody really likes, too.
So. Ooh, I bet everybody's excited about that. So that'll be coming up. And as it is cooling off, the high today is only supposed to be 69 today.
Yep.
So it is starting to cool off. I like the cooler weather, though. That's just me, though. Although it takes me longer to get up in the morning and stretch a little bit more. We were just talking about that. How I just had that really nice stretch just a minute ago where that felt really good. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get on with our main subject today, Jeannie. And what is the subject today? You always come in and you have a lot of great information. So what's today's subject?
Well, I've talked about your immune system and boosting your immune system before and kind of focusing on that because, you know, we are going into the fall season. We're going to be cooped up inside more. We're not going to be getting out and getting our vitamin D and as we're out in the sunshine and stuff like that. And you know, some people refer to there being a flu season. Well, there's really no flu season. The flu can be present and is present all year round. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things where we're not moving as much and we're not keeping, you know, as healthy as maybe sometimes we do in the summertime when we're more active. And so today I'm going to talk about how your gut is connected to your immune system. Because there is definitely a connection, and I think I brought that up in the past. So the digestive system doesn't get enough credit. It not only breaks down the food you eat, but it also plays a major role in keeping you healthy. There is a strong connection between your gut and your immune system. In fact, over 70% of your body's immune system is in your gastrointestinal tract. And you've most likely heard of probiotics, that good bacteria many people take as supplements, yet every person has a whole ecosystem of microbes in their gut that's known as the microbiome. And it's composed of bacteria, virus, fungi, and bacteriophages. The microbiome is a fascinating place, and it's also often referred to as the last undiscovered human organ. Scientists are still actively uncovering the many ways in which the microbiome affects health, from your skin to your mental wellness to your immune system. And what is clear is that a balanced gut strengthens your immune system, which helps ward off potential infections or concerns. When there is an imbalance between good bacteria and bad bacteria in a gut, immune regulation is affected. And that's from a MD, a functional medicine and natural health practitioner in Houston, Texas. And when that gets unbalanced, it makes it harder for your body to fight off infections. So how are they connected? Much of what you might think of as your body's immune system response is actually controlled by groups of bacteria in your gut. Besides the microbiome, your gut has tissue that's part of the immune system, and together they make up the gut-immune system connection. What does it mean that there's 70% of your immune system in your gut? The answer is gut-associated lymphatic tissue lining the intestinal wall, and that's 70% of your immune system, experts speak of. You may have heard of lymph nodes, which swell when you get sick, and so we have a ton of lymph nodes. And our lymph system is actually bigger than our whole blood system, but it just doesn't have a pump like the blood system does. So they all contain and produce white blood cells, the key parts of your immune system. And that's where keeping your gastrointestinal tract healthy ensures your immune system operates to full capacity. Microbes also play a huge role in your immune system, your gut microbiome. More than 100 trillion individual microbes of 2,000 species send signals to and from the gut immune cells. This microbial community produces hormones, antibodies, other chemical compounds that break down cell walls of harmful organisms. And so and that includes your immune system. They're, basically an intricate part of you. Some interesting facts about the gut immune system. Your mucosal lining produces 80% of your immunoglobulin A, an antibody connected to a healthy immune response. Your gut lining produces antibodies in response to respiratory allergies, such as pet dander and dust mites. And this process starts actually when a child is in the womb. Vaginally born infants have a gut microbiome similar to their mothers. Breastfeeding further nourishes the gut microbiome, which strengthens the immune system. So new moms, it's important to breastfeed. Plasma cells in your gut produce antibodies. These antibodies neutralize sickness-causing pathogens and are central to a healthy immune system. The gut lining is very thin, so nutrients from food can pass through the bloodstream if the gut lining gets damaged. And that's called leaky gut syndrome. Sometimes it's called IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. It can negatively affect the immune system. And basically when that happens, speaking from experience, your body kind of starts attacking itself. And so that weakens your immune system as well. And you can develop autoimmune disorders from that. So it's really, really important to try to keep your gut as healthy as possible. Short-chain fatty acids feed the gut lining and strengthen the gut barrier, and they also keep swelling down. And your body tolerates all, your microbiome benefits your immune system, and your body tolerates all of these non-human organisms in your gut. They provide many benefits. Good gut microbes create an anti-infectious barrier. They inhibit harmful bacteria from sticking to the gut wall, helping them pass out of the body quickly. Your gut microbes synthesize vitamins your body can use, including basically a lot of the Bs, B1, 2, 5, 6, 12, vitamin K, folic acid, and biotin. Gut microbes can break down the cell walls of harmful gut organisms and break down their other substances. For example, cholesterol and more. That's a good one. Gut microbes interact with one another through cell-to-cell signaling, and it's well known that probiotic strains produce antimicrobial molecules in the gut. What causes your gut to be imbalanced? Well, when you're healthy, there's a balance between good and bad microbes in your gut. When something upsets that balance, this can lower your immunity and make you vulnerable. There are some potential causes of gut imbalances that we're going to go over. First one is poor diet. Goes without saying that a diet heavy on junk food and light on nutrition leads to an unhealthy gut. Poor diet decreases the diversity of your microbiome, which can lead to conditions like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and more. Eating processed foods can contribute to leaky gut, where a weakened intestinal barrier allows disease-causing microbes to enter the gut and nutrients to be lost. Antibiotics. If you've been or are on antibiotics, they're going to kill the bad bugs, but they're going to wipe out the good bugs in your bacteria in your gut too. Without the beneficial bacteria to offset them, harmful microbes can take over, leaving you vulnerable to illness and other like colds and all that kind of nasty stuff. So make sure you take your probiotics or eat probiotic foods. If you know, anytime you take antibiotics to repopulate the gut. And one of the things that they mention a lot of times, like with the probiotic foods, like you hear a lot about sauerkraut. Well, and a note on that, it needs to be raw sauerkraut. And that also means you can't heat it. it's like you're going to kill those microbes if you're going to heat it up and eat it. So it's best eaten raw. Another way to weaken your immune system is weaken your gut is pushing yourself too hard. And we all know we pretty much have a hectic pace today, you know, in our world. I don't know anybody really that doesn't. But stress, too much fast food, insufficient sleep. When we're focused on the hustle and bustle of daily life, self-care isn't always a priority. And it really, really needs to be. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone. These choices catch up with us and leading to an unbalanced gut. Another way is overindulgence in alcohol is going to increase the risk of a leaky gut. Alcohol may throw off immune function in the gut and trigger an inflammatory response in the small and large intestine. So let's go over a few ways to boost your immune health. Follow a whole food plant-based diet. A plant-based diet that consists of healthy whole foods gives you the nutrients it needs to work well. Eating plant-based proteins may increase immune-boosting bacteria. A healthy diet strengthens the immune system by supporting the gut balance. Many vegetables and fruits contain prebiotic fiber, and that feeds and nourishes the good gut bacteria so that they stay healthy. So eat probiotic foods, back to that fermented varieties, kimchi, sauerkraut. Make that a regular part of your diet. Some of the best sources of prebiotics include like alliums like onions, leeks, garlics, as well as artichokes and asparagus. And you want to reduce or eliminate sugar if at all possible. Too much sugar can throw your gut off balance. A diet high in sugar not only lowers the variety of gut bacteria you have, but it can also lead to the candida overgrowth, which is the composition of the gut biome affects your health with a lack of gut flora diversity, it does increase your risk of illness. On top of that, excess sugar contributes to gut inflammation. And I know sugar really causes a lot of inflammation in my body. So that can lead to leaky gut, it says, making the body more vulnerable to harmful microbes. So you kind of want to avoid the temptation to substitute artificials, since they too can throw off your gut balance. So stick to something like stevia, or I've got some sugar alcohols that I carry, and I have monk fruit, some different things like that. So stay away from those OS type things, sweeteners. Reduce stress. Chronic stress takes its toll on many parts of the body, and the gut is no exception. Stress and other environmental factors not only create high levels of cortisol, which is your stress hormone, but it can also change the way your gut and brain communicate with each other. And this change in communication can lower immune function system function. So, like excessive sugar consumption, high stress can lead to gut imbalances and leaky gut. Both of these gut issues affect immunity. So identify food intolerances, and this is probably one of the most important, in my opinion, speaking from experience again, is to identify those food intolerances, because what happens when you eat things like gluten and dairy and some of those things that you're sensitive to, what it does is there's these little cilia in your gut lining that those foods cause a reaction and spread those farther apart and penetrate and make those holes in your gut. And so, you know, until you get that gut healed up, it's going to be hard to heal a lot of other things. But if you find yourself, one way to, you know, to realize that you have food sensitivities is if you find yourself with an upset stomach after eating certain foods, or you have a food sensitivity, like gluten, lectins. Sensitivity to gluten, lectins, or certain foods can throw the gut balance off, causing nausea, bloat, gassiness, inflammation, mucus production, see, all of those. And so sometimes the food sensitivities can be a little more subtle. Like I had some food sensitivity testing done earlier in the year, and I reacted to some things I had no idea that I actually was reactive to. So if you continue to eat foods your gut can't tolerate, it can cause inflammation and damage that intestinal wall. So that may lower your intestinal immunity. A food diary can help you identify foods that may be upsetting to your gut and affecting your immune system. That's a good way to try to do that. Doing a colon cleanse off and on is a great way to identify food intolerances. Another thing to improve your gut health is getting enough sleep. And I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't realize that maybe they're not getting enough sleep or they're not getting a quality sleep. Your intestinal microbiota are sensitive to disruptions in your sleep-wake cycle, also called your circadian rhythm. Not getting enough rest can damage cells in your intestines, affect your gut's immune response, and increase your risk of getting leaky gut. Lack of sleep also lowers the diversity of your gut microbiome. As mentioned, this causes gut imbalance and lowers immunity and can result in a slow metabolism and weight gain. So, just another point to remember, there's more than 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. So let's keep that gut healthy. I've got some really good probiotics and probiotics with prebiotics at the store. I even have kombucha now. So I've got that probiotic drink, that fermented drink.
So again, I didn't realize how much that system plays that much in your immune system. It's that your digestive system had that much to do with your immune system. I never even really thought of it that much, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, I think they're discovering more and more all the time. And I think a lot of times I'm even seeing that they're referencing your gut as your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the communication that it makes to basically everything in your body. And also the references to, if your gut's not healthy, your body's not going to be healthy.
Right. So, yeah, that makes sense, especially when you talk about when you have an upset stomach or something like that. So I can kind of, you know, I kind of see that now. So, yeah, that's that kind of blows my mind. So, absolutely great information. You'll be able to hear this on our website at kggfradio.com. And if anybody is just now tuning in, how can they get to the Natural Food Center and how can they contact you?
All right. You can call me at 251-4451, and I'm at 414 West 8th Street. Check my Facebook page out. My website's www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. You can look on there, and that's actually linked to my Facebook page, and so you should be able to see some of the newer posts or keep up with my post if you don't want to do the Facebook thing. But, and then be sure, you know, if anybody wants to hear any topics discussed, give me a call. Let me know. And I can read up on those and research those and and fill my brain with more information.
And have them on the show. I have that new topic on the show. So,
yeah.
Again, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in again. We'll see you again here in a couple of weeks on the 7th. Well, actually, that is the old calendar. On the 15th. So, we'll see you again here in a few weeks.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Denise York and Peggy still in from Coffeeville's Reawakening. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.